That was the new single from Marika Hackman, Ophelia, which is out on Monday, and I'm delighted to be joined by Marika on the phone. Good evening, Marika.
Hello.
Thanks for talking to us today. Now, we've just played Ophelia, which appears on your debut album, We Slept at Last, which came out a couple of months ago, to rave reviews. Now, forgive the pun, but I bet you were pleased to put that to bed.
Yeah, I mean, it was a long, long old process. Thoroughly enjoyable the whole way through. But yeah, it's great that it's finally out and people can hear it, and you know, that's sort of done, and I'm now kind of focusing on trying to get the next record written, basically.
We've been playing your tracks here on Phoenix FM for a good couple of years now. How do you feel that your music has progressed over that time?
It's gone through a lot of different changes. It's constantly sort of shifting sonically, you know. I think that my first mini album that Iron Taste, it was quite sort of naive sounding and maybe a little bit more poppy, folkier kind of vibes. And then I went through Sugar Vine, which was a bit more psychedelic, and Death Heat, that was a lot darker. And I think by the time it came around to the album, it kind of settled into itself a little bit more, and it's a kind of more mature sound, a bit more organic, a bit more stripped back, and kind of letting the songs just speak for themselves, because I kind of think that my songwriting has progressed and I wanted to kind of show that off in the album rather than cover it with lots of production.
You've been very busy with recording as well as your own singles, EPs, album. You've also featured on Alt-J's number one album, This Is All Yours. How did that collaboration come about?
Well, yeah, that's because so Charlie, who makes all of my records with me, he produced Alt-J's albums, both of them, and they were looking for vocalists to sing on that track. And yeah, I got a phone call from Charlie just asking me if I'd like to come to the studio and sing on an Alt-J track, and obviously I was like, oh, yes.
You toured with Alt-J as well, didn't you?
Yes, yeah, we toured together at the end of last year, which was amazing. They were the biggest shows that I've ever played, so it's kind of really incredible to go out each night and be playing to sort of thousands and thousands of people, especially like when it's before a band who you admire so much, you know, and who kind of sonically, there's like enough similarity there that it feels like a really kind of worthwhile show, because it really works for the whole evening, you know.
You've just completed a headline tour of the UK as well, including a sold out show at Bush Hall in London, fantastic venue. How was the tour for you?
Yeah, it's been great. Really, really lovely. It's kind of been quite strange. I've been doing these shows solo, which is the first time I've done headline stuff for like over a year, just on my own, which is, I forgot how tiring it is to have to kind of carry that, you know, for an hour each night, just holding an entire room. And obviously as the audiences are growing, there's more people's attention to hold, and it can be very draining, but it's a very intense sort of raw intimate performance, which is also amazing to be involved in. So yeah, it's been hard, like quite hard work, because it's a long one. I can't remember how many dates it was. I think it was about 16. But very, very rewarding, and it's been lovely, like meeting all the people at the shows and seeing the numbers sort of growing gently as well.
You're also just about to embark on a European tour. Are you playing anywhere for the first time? Is there anywhere that you're particularly looking forward to going to?
Yeah, I've never been to Milan before, so that's going to be great. And then I'm just excited to go back to like Hamburg. I love Hamburg and Stockholm as well. So yeah, and it's going to be, again, a very strange experience going out and doing headline shows in Europe for the first time. I have no idea what to expect. But it's kind of, yeah, amazing. I'm very excited about it.
You seem to be doing a lot of Scandinavian dates, Northern Germany as well. Would you say that your music suits those audiences as opposed to France or Spain or somewhere like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I haven't really done it enough to know like what people like there. I feel like in France they definitely like to find more kind of quirky, edgier music. You know, they're not as big fans of sort of like the mainstream. They kind of like to find their own stuff, which is kind of cool. I think Scandinavia is quite good for me, just because obviously like I'm part of Scandinavia, and I think I get a lot of interviews and things where they ask me, they can recognise the sound. Yeah, and there's a certain kind of attitude and mood and stuff that is definitely prevalent in kind of Scandinavian music, and I think I sort of encapsulate that as well. But we'll have to see, I don't know.
Only one way to find out, you've got to play all these places again and again.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got lots of festivals lined up for the summer too, including Latitude once again. I can imagine you're looking forward to that.
Yeah, definitely. I can't wait. It was one of my favourites last year. And then this year, it's got just such a good lineup as well. So I'm going to stick around and see lots of other musicians. I can't wait to see Portishead play, because I've never seen them live before. So that's going to be amazing. So yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to that, as well as End of the Road as well, which is another favourite. I played that a couple of years ago, so it's going to be really nice to go back there.
And of course, beyond that, you've already mentioned that you're going to hopefully hit the studios again. So is that the plan? You're going to get all the tour out of the way and then the festivals out of the way and then back to writing and recording and get back at home in the studio?
Yeah, hopefully. It's just a case of finishing off all the writing side of things. But I love being in a studio. I love making records. That's, you know, why I do what I do, basically. So it's kind of, for me, it's now been almost a year since I was in the studio, which feels really bizarre because in the last 3 years of this career, it's never really gone more than about 5 months. Yeah. So I'm kind of getting really, like, ready to get back in. I'm getting a bit antsy and I kind of just want to make some more music. So, yeah, I'm writing at the moment, but ideally as soon as possible, really.
Ah, that's so refreshing to hear. There's a lot of artists out there who seem to be recording every 3 or 4 years, and it's really good to hear someone say, oh, no, it's been too long. Need to get back in the studio straight away.
Yeah, no, there's no way I could leave it like 4 years. I've got to get back in.
I'm sure that all the people out there who see you live, who buy your records, they're going to be delighted to hear that.
I hope so.
Marika, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us today. Good luck with the future tour and look forward to catching up with you at Latitude.
Oh, brilliant. I look forward to it too. Bye-bye.